Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. One of my greatest delights during childhood was to visit my grandmother in North Carolina. For at her farmhouse, I could spend endless hours chasing and catching fireflies. We called them lightning bugs back then. As an adult, I'm still captivated by the dancing lights that animate the muggy darkness, often with a background chorus of crickets and cicadas. Flashing in fireflies evolved as a way to identify a mate. The male flashes his invitation while patrolling the local airspace. If a female is impressed, she responds either from the ground or at some perch in a shrub or tall grass. Different species emit different flash patterns. Fireflies are very common in the moister eastern half of the U.S. They favor areas near ponds, streams, wet meadows, and marshes. Many popular science sources will assert that fireflies don't occur in the arid West, or they will say that fireflies in the West don't flash. For while the larvae of all firefly species glow, the adults of some species don't flash. And those non-flashing forms are the earlier documented species that we know have lived in Utah and surrounding states for a long time. Until recently, I felt sorry that Utah kids don't get to experience these magical bioluminescent displays. But on Monday night, just before 10 p.m., my family and I stood at the end of the sidewalk behind the soccer fields in Nibley's Heritage Park. As the sky darkened, tiny amber lights began to wink on and off. An entire field of twinkling lights lay before us. I had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. I asked around and discovered that in the last 10 years or so, there have been several sightings of flashing fireflies here in Utah. In 2002, biologist Jim Kane discovered some in River Heights. USU's insect collection features a specimen from Heber Valley. In recent years, additional sightings have been reported in Escalante, the Uintas, Spanish Fork, and now Nibley. We don't know why Utahns are now able to enjoy these insect nightlights. Have the flashing fireflies always been there and we just didn't notice them? Did we notice them but didn't publicize it? Is the range of a particular species expanding? And if so, why? To see the Nibley fireflies, check our website, www.wildaboututah.org. We've posted a map. And if you've seen flashing fireflies now or in the recent past here in Utah, let us know and we'll post it for others who might be nearby. In general, firefly populations are declining around the world, and they are obviously still rare here. So if you run across them, treat them with respect. Thanks to Utah State University entomologists Charles Hawkins, Ted Evans, and Jim Kane for sharing their firefly expertise. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.